Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
McShay, no longer at ESPN, does his own thing covering the NFL draft. And he was on Barstool Sports' Pardon My Take, dropped yesterday. I listened to the interview. It was really good. And McShay, at one point, had a nugget on Daniels versus May that I thought would be interesting to our listening audience. So listen to this from Todd McShay via Pardon My Take.
I'm done with the tape. I always try to kind of rack my board, figure out who I like, and then I start making calls. I promise you, of the dozens of calls that I've made from January to now with guys in the league, general managers, personnel directors, scouts, all over the league, there isn't one person I've spoken to that believes that Drake May should be drafted number two over Jaden Daniels.
Ooh.
I even talked to teams going back to February, where teams were like, yeah, we're still debating between Caleb and Jaden at number one. Okay. So it was like that first tier has been for teams has always been kind of Caleb and Jaden. And then the second tier is Drake.
That's Todd McShay. But the money quote there, if you will, is that he says he's talked to dozens of high ranking officials with teams, and not one person he spoke to tells him that Drake May should be taken over Jaden Daniels, which I don't believe.
I just can't believe that.
He's saying it. I don't think he's lying. Maybe it's just an unlucky sample for Drake May.
Right.
I'm not really sure. But I guess the realization I've come to is I'm out on a limb on this one, I guess. I just see it, and I'm not pretending to be smarter. I don't pretend to have watched 1,000 hours of all 22 film. I watch the games that are available to me online. I talk to people. Maybe that shapes my opinion some too. But I'm just going to, rather than parroting what everybody's saying and just going with the flow, mm-hmm. I'm going to stick to my guns a little bit and say when I watch these two, I love Jaden Daniels' game like everybody else. You input some of the numbers and the analytics and the trouble areas into this thing, and you build a full package. My preference of May as we get closer and closer to the draft is seeming crazier and crazier. But how is it possible that it's that lopsided, according to McShay, that nobody sees May over Daniels? I just have a hard time believing that.
I do too. And again, that then you're going, okay, then what are you suggesting? Rhetorically speaking to me. Are you suggesting that McShay is lying? Are you suggesting that every GM is lying to him? I don't know what I'm suggesting. I'm with you. I have the same reaction where I go, I just can't totally believe that. Especially because for people that we have on that are really good at this, they don't work for teams necessarily, but they, you know, turn in some great reports and have great thoughts and see things in a way that, you know, the regular rank and file fan or human being can't see. They're split, right? PFF loves Drake May, doesn't like Jaden Daniels, for example. A couple of those guys have it that way. Someone else will come on and say, it's Daniels for me by a mile. The point is that it's more split then a unanimous sampling of front office personnel tells you that it's Daniels over May, and it's not even close. Even in a draft where there's a prohibitive number one, Andrew Luck was the prohibitive number one. Everyone knew it was Andrew Luck. There were legitimate debates among some. Hey, I actually prefer Griffin. Here's why. Now, in retrospect, we know, but that's not important. At the time, you know, I wouldn't take Cam Newton number one, said a couple of anonymous scouts or otherwise. There's always a dissenting opinion.
Yeah, if he wanted
there's
to say
none.
It, the majority of people are telling me they like Daniels over May. That makes sense.
I got that.
The guy that won the Heisman in the SEC that had 50 combined touchdowns and four picks? Sure. Nobody. Nobody liked the big 6 foot, 4.5 inch.
Not one guy.
235 pound QB that scrambled for 40 plus first downs on third and fourth down, who had 70 plus big time throws the last 2 years when no one else had 55. Nobody liked that guy?
Not one.
Okay, if you say so.
So this to me, again, just, I hate doing what I'm about to do, but this is the only explanation I can come up with is there's an agenda there. There's a reason, right? So who knows if he's asking the Patriots or the Giants or somebody that might be have the steamies for Drake May and is praying somehow they end up with him. But that's my explanation, is that there's some kind of agenda item. Right. So think about it in a different situation. Let's say Washington didn't need a quarterback, which would be the first time in decades. But let's say they didn't. And, you know, they were picking at number five where the Chargers are. Let's say you're the Chargers, in fact. You're going, I don't care at all what quarterback goes in front of me. I'm either looking to trade back or I'm praying that that Harrison Jr. ends up in my lap at number five. So maybe you start planting the I'm not really sure about Harrison. You flush that down the pipe and let a couple of guys run with it and hope that he somehow falls to you. Very reasonable, you know, explanation for how we got there. It's just impossible for me to get my head around the idea that not one person in the ultimate speculative eye of the beholder situation, the college quarterback, not one person preferred one guy over the other. You'll find someone that prefers Penix to the three guys that we might take at number two. You'll find someone that thinks Bo Nix can do it. Maybe you won't. But you know what I mean? Like, there's always somebody that likes the other guy better. Not one, Grant. Not one.
It feels to me like Bo Nix ends up going in round two.
Me too.
But I think there's a path to him being drafted in the first round. Bo Nix is the athletic, former Auburn QB.
Kind of the Lamar Jackson plan. Someone trades in once the fifth year in case.
He went to Oregon and put up big numbers with a decent supporting cast. Has played a lot of college football. But yeah, the path is not only the added value you get from the fifth year, to your point on Lamar, when the Ravens traded up to 32. So the difference being, to explain that, if you're drafted at 33 overall, at the end of your fourth year, there's no way to tack on years, right? You get a fifth-year option only for first-round talents. So if you take Bo Nix 32nd, then you get a fifth year, even with a raise, still a discount over a second contract quarterback if he's your starter and he's really good. Whereas one pick later in the second round, he's on to the second contract, making his, you know, by then, who knows, $40 million AAV starting at that point if he's good and if he's your long-term answer. So you save yourself some money, you give yourself more time. Really, you buy yourself time to make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I think he should be rooting for. The earlier McCarthy goes, the earlier Penix is going to go.
Yep.
And if Penix is off the board, and we have had, that would be five quarterbacks, yeah? Because we're talking about
in the first 13 picks, at least.
Yeah. So
if nobody moves, yeah.
1-1 Williams, then 1-2 Daniels, then 1-3 potentially May, then McCarthy goes wherever, let's say 4, 5, 6, somewhere in that mix. Now, Penix is gone before 13. Are we to believe that no other team from 14 through 32 is either going to prepare for life after their veteran, that maybe they don't love, or that no other team, even if they don't have a pick, is going to come up into the first round at some point to draft, I'm just making this up, but like Derek Carr's replacement in New Orleans.
Yeah, they're at 14.
Where you stash him for a year.
Stafford's replacement with the Rams, as he's always hurt and old.
To me, those types of teams, mm-hmm. That's where the interest is. I actually liked Bo Nix in Denver, but I don't know that you take him after you just traded for Zach Wilson. Not to say that the Wilson deal was an end-all, be-all, but I think you have less urgency to do that because now you've got a guy to kick the tires on this season that you can view as a little bit of a project who's still a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to bet right now, like some of the books where I like to play FanDuel, I think last time I looked, they had both Penix and Knicks at different values at 32.5 in terms of the selection over under. And so you're betting at that point, is this guy going in round one or round two? Like, to me, Penix, it's almost a lock he goes in the first round. Knicks, I would still say, goes in the second. But there's certainly a path. If it's pick 20 and Michael Penix hasn't gone, well, Bo Nix is screwed. But if Michael Penix comes off the board and now it's pick 14 and five QBs have gone, I would actually, at that point, feel like, yeah, you're going to get Bo Nix probably chosen before round two.
I think that's a smart way to think about
they
it.
They all benefit. Like Michael Pratt from Tulane, all those guys move up.
Rattler moves up. Yeah, it's a it's interesting because, I mean, once you get past the – I'm trying to think of a way to say this. It's not worth it to us just to take a guy tier. Then you don't know. Then you're in free fall, right? Then it's, you know, what happened to Malik Willis or what happened to you could sort of pick your guy over the years that's – we thought of him as maybe a day one, maybe a day two pick, and then it's like – someone might take a flyer. I mean, Sam Howell is a great example of that, right? Where people thought maybe at one point he would have been a first rounder, but now he's like a second round grade. But it's not really, we don't really see him as our franchise guy, so it's not really worth it to us. Because in the second and third rounds, you're drafting starters, presumably. Maybe not alphas, maybe not stars, but guys that can contribute for you. So then you get the fourth, fifth round type flyer guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.